Now, real quick, and then we're going to close this up. We hit on it, I don't know, an hour and a half ago, something like that. Ooh, my ear itches. You know, that hacker that Guccifer 2.0, a hacker known as Guccifer 2.0, attacked the Democrat National Committee's emails, the servers, their folders with op-ed stuff. I don't know if it's called an op-ed, just oppo, right? Op-ed, that's something in a in a newspaper. Oh, side note, what's with the Libertarian Town Hall tonight? When did they ever do this before? 4 years ago, the Libertarians ran. They run every year. There's a Libertarian, there's a Greenpeace, there's... Now, all of a sudden, they're doing a town hall? Really? What's that about? All right. I'm sorry. And the Democrats are still on the House floor. Let's see how long they stay. Let's see if they're going to be there all night. See if they're going to be there all night. Or if it's like, it's 3:48. We'll just go until 5 and then we'll go home. Are they going to be there all night? The Dems who aren't getting their way, who are breaking the rules, are they going to be there all night? Doubt it. This is all just for show. Remember what I said. If they really cared, they would have passed a whole bunch of gun legislation in those first 2 or 3 years. Why didn't they do that? You all know, politics. That's why. Anyways, remember, Guccifer hacked the DNC's server or email or whatever the hell it was. And remember last week? Remember last week they leaked the Oppo research on Donald Trump? All of his vulnerabilities, things that Hillary Clinton and the DNC can attack him on. Remember that? It was like a story for, I think, 2 days. Well, guess what? Guess what? They also grabbed Hillary Clinton vulnerabilities. They grabbed a folder that the DNC created that listed all the problems that Hillary Clinton has and ways they can counter those vulnerabilities. Now, not one network is talking about this. Not one network is talking about this. And the section was titled Clinton Foundation Individual Foreign Donors. And it's like a whole list. The Clinton Foundation received donations from individuals tied to Saudi Arabia while Hillary Clinton served as Secretary of State. Indian politician Amar Singh, who had donated at least $1 million to the Clinton Foundation, met with Hillary Clinton in September 2008 to discuss an India-U.S. civil nuclear agreement. Billionaire steel executive and member of the Foreign Investment Council in Khuzestan, Alakmi Mittal, gave $1 million to $5 million to the Clinton Foundation before Clinton became Secretary of State. Soon after Secretary Clinton left the State Department, the Clinton Foundation received a large donation from a conglomerate run by a member of China's National People's Congress. A German investor who has lobbied Chancellor Merkel's administration gave between $1 million and $5 million to the Clinton Foundation, some of which was during Ms. Clinton's tenure at the State Department. A Venezuelan media mogul who was active in Venezuelan politics donated to the Clinton Foundation during Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State. An embattled businessman with ties to Bahrain's state-owned aluminum company gave between $1 million and $5 million to the Clinton Foundation. During Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, a former Clinton pollster registered as a lobbyist for Pinchuk and took meetings with Clinton aides about issues in the Ukraine. And then it goes through the Clintons' role of dispersing billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars in the Haitian disaster relief debacle is noted as a core vulnerability. The Clintons became extensively involved in Haiti rebuilding after the 2010 earthquake through the State Department, the United Nations, the Foundation, and its separate aid funds. And some have criticized them for perceived slow progress of economic development initiatives, including the much-hyped Caracol Industrial Park that Secretary Clinton personally pushed. Some of the criticized the Clinton Haiti initiatives for a lack of focus on Haitians' worst off citizens. So this memo, all these leaked documents are floating around. And no one's talking about it. This is one of those mum's the word. And remember, to your average voter, to your low information voter, if it's not on CNN, if it's not on ABC, if it's not on NBC, if it's not on CBS, if it's not on MSNBC, it didn't happen. If it's not on Huffington Post, if it's not on Yahoo, if it's not on Goggle, if it's not on BuzzFeed, if it's not on Daily Beast, if it's not on Politico, it didn't happen. As long as these stories only appear on Breitbart or Drudge, they didn't happen. Because Breitbart and Drudge are Republican conservative sites. And if you're not a Republican, if you're not a conservative, you're not going to these sites. So the average voter, the low information voter, they're not hearing this information. The only people that are hearing this information are hardcore Republican and conservative voters. I will repeat what I've said over and over and over before. The only way Republicans are ever going to control the White House again, the only way Republicans are ever going to control policy again, is they have to control the media. You have to control the media. You have to control content. You have to control the distribution channels. It's all about that. Without it, Republicans and conservatives are doomed. End of story. It's the Rob Zicari Show. We're out of here, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter at The Rob Zicari Show. At Rob Zicari Show. Go there. I promise you will love it. Follow us at TheRobZicariShow.com. Go to Extreme Politics. Go to ZeroFilter.com. You can even go to Facebook. Damn it. The Rob Zicari Show on Facebook. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You are the best as always. And stay strong. At some point, we will take back